FM 90.3 WJTL, Mike Donahue, Glory, I Couldn't See. Good morning to you. It's 7:20.
Hi, this is Intern Autumn. I have the weather for you today on the first day of summer. Today, there will be a mix of clouds and sun with a high of 85. Tonight's calling for cloudy skies with a chance of showers, low of 65. And tomorrow will be partly sunny with a chance of showers and storms with a high of 85. It is currently 63 and cloudy.
This Friday, June 24th, is Food Truck Fridays at Spring Creek Church of the Brethren from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Spring Creek Church of the Brethren in Hershey, PA.
This morning, our very special guest, Executive Director Jason McKinney of Diving. Good morning again, Jason.
Good morning. Good morning.
So great to have you. You guys have a residential housing for men. You must have a lot of great stories about how God has worked through your ministry.
Yes, we do. We're actually on 24 Green Street in Lancaster City. One of our locations, and we also have another location on 624 High Street. We have men that come in, like I said, from various hardships. We have one man, a young man that came very broken, really beat down from life and real traumatic issues and challenges, really a shell, didn't really speak too much to anybody. But we have been able to work with him and see him grow and develop, and now he's a leader. He's plugged into a church and very, very well, doing very well. Got a job and he's flourishing at the job and excelling. And just seeing the change in his life and saying, Jason, I thank you so much for starting this. I don't know where my life will be at without this happening, just without this ministry, which really touches what we're doing. So, and then we see others as well, you know, and one of the very great opportunities that we have is to really see God transformed their lives, you know, really seeing transformation happen right at the doorstep. They're coming in and we see the track record of them finally seeing the light of Christ and really growing and becoming all God calls them to be. And then being that now being able to do that for somebody else, now them sharing how God has changed their lives, and now they're able to walk with somebody else and really disciple somebody else and mentor somebody else through that same process. So that's actually what happens in the next house. So the next house is more of a leadership development after they graduate from the first house. It's more entry level. And so now they come back and they're now leading Bible studies and they're also mentoring the next guy. So
that's great. About how many guys do you have at any one time?
I can have anywhere from 7 guys at a time. Yep.
Okay, wow. So talk a little bit about the need for the kind of thing that you're doing, kind of ministry, kind of housing. Is it something that there's a big need in our area?
Yes, definitely. Obviously, people are wanting to change their lives. You know, they want to have a place, a safe place they can really grow and develop and be discipled. But unfortunately, they have nowhere to start off at, you know, especially if, you know, they're coming from certain backgrounds. There's already hurdles, there's already challenges, anywhere from getting their driver's license to getting their IDs to getting social security cards. There's a lot of all those hurdles. So if they don't have a support, they just go back to what they know and what's familiar to them. And unfortunately, that's destructive behaviors and a destructive pattern. So being able to break that cycle, which has been a great benefit to our community, as we've seen men rise up and become better men, not just for the community, but for the families and also for our churches, you know, seeing these men really develop an understanding of their purpose and their value. And so now they can live up to that.
Yeah. Well, one way our listeners could come alongside you is to pray.
Yes.
In other words, you're looking for mentors or maybe businesses where you could plug your men into. Tell us about those opportunities.
Yes. Yeah, so just being able to bridge that gap, helping these men really find themselves, being established in our community, and also being able to have opportunities that they necessarily wouldn't have. So I plead with people to really just be praying for us. To get connected with what we're doing. We really value the gifts of the body of Christ coming together and really exercising the opportunity to really raise these men up. These are not just dive men. These are men of God, you know, men in our community, the kingdom. We think about the kingdom and really wanting to see men take their place. So we really need others to come around us and really just grab a hold of these men and give them opportunities with jobs and being able to help them financially, do certain things, give them rides to work or whatever it is that, that they could be really useful in those ways where we could really help bridge those gaps and really come alongside of these guys.
Probably the best way for our listeners to connect with you is at your website.
Yes. Again, that's diveinc.org. There's a lot of information on there. Tells more about who we are, what we're doing, all our needs and things like that, how you can partner with us, all that's on there. So,
Jason, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much
for
having me.
Yeah, we loved having you. Check it out online, diveinc.org. Back to the music we go with Michael W. Smith. This is Sovereign Over Us on WJTL. Good morning.